There's a movement afoot in Judaism that pretends to be the religion of the future. It's called Tikkun Olam, which means repairing the world. Based on the Kabbalah that Jews are sacred partners with the divine, its leaders Reb Zalman Schachter Shalomi and Rabbi Michael Lerner promise their followers that their movement will heal the world and heal our hearts. But Jews have wrecked the world, and a bunch of neurotic Jews aren't going to heal anything. They already swindled us on the notion that once they got their own state, they'd be a light to the nations. But darkness fell on the Palestinians, who the Jews murder and plunder to this day. Relations with their own neighbors are in disrepair. And Jews are going to repair the world? I don't think so. Tikkun Olam is yet another Jewish scam of crafty cliches, another Tower of Babel bereft of Christ.
If we could create a we consciousness, a consciousness that we are all in it together, because in fact, there are millions and millions of people who want a different reality of love and caring, of kindness and generosity, of a sense of meaning and purpose to life that transcends the individualism and selfishness of American society. And outside of Tikkun, you don't hear this kind of talk. Some people move to the religious right because at least in the religious right, they hear that being talked about, even though it's talked about and then in a extremely distorted way.
The movement's founder, Reb Zalman, who styles himself a Jewish practitioner of generic religion, has concocted a New Age kind of Judaism, where you don't even have to be Jewish to join.
So, I've been teaching the people that every religion is a vital organ of the planet. Jewish renewal is really saying that there is a new way of looking at cosmology and our place in the order of this organism called Earth.
It's a precursor of the religion of the future, for it wants to swallow up all of us. You can be Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, and even a Wiccan practicing witchcraft, so long as you let Jews reign supreme over you. You can believe whatever you want, but the boundary between the Jewish and non-Jewish world, blurred just enough so that Gentiles feel they belong, will be set in stone by the Jewish purveyors of the divine. The language may be different than conventional Judaism, but the intent of this New Age Judaism is the same. Jews are gods, and the goys are cattle. Light came into the world 2,000 years ago, but the Jews snuffed it out for themselves. They're hell-bent on snuffing it out for everybody else, and crucified Christ. Jewry has nothing to offer the world but the continued crucifixion of all that is good and beautiful. They murdered the most beautiful who ever existed. What good can come from them? We don't need another Jewish utopia. We've had our share, first with the Bolshevik Revolution, followed by the Zionist convolution. Blood still runs in Jerusalem. The work of repairing the world is not for Jews without Jesus. And their religion of the future will be the ultimate wrecking of the world.